اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآن جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآن.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, brother Mahdi, and Assalamu alaikum to all of the dear listeners of this program, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, this program, Let's Recite the Quran, consists of several Quranic parts. First, we are going to talk about a famous Quran reciter. Then, we are going to listen to a recitation by that reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation. So please stay tuned. Today we are going to listen to a recitation by Sheikh Anwar Shahhat Anwar. Anwar Shahhat Anwar, son of the late Sheikh Shahhat Muhammad Anwar, is one of the most prominent Quranic figures of the present day in the Islamic world. He was born in 1978 in Egypt, in a relatively busy family. You know, he has six sisters and two brothers. At the age of six, he started Quran memorization, and at 12, he managed to memorize the entire Holy Quran. He learned Quran recitation under the care of Sheikh Abdul Latif. Anwar Shahhat Anwar's tone of recitation is heavily influenced by his father's unique style. Now he is a doctorate graduate from Al-Azhar University in Religious Sciences. Dear audience, let's listen to the recitation of verse 87 of Suratul Anbiya, recited by Sheikh Anwar Shahhat Anwar. Let's enjoy it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذا النون إذ ذهب مغاضبا فظن أن لن نقدر عليه فنادى في الظلمات أن لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. وذنون إذ ذهب مغاضبا أن لن قدر عليه فنادى فنادى في الظلمات أن لا سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين صدق الله
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verse 87 of Suratul Anbiya. Now, Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. At the beginning of this verse, we have Wadha. If we read the word the separately, we would pronounce it with an alif al-mad. We would read it with an alif al-mad. But then we have a word which has hamzatul wasl at the beginning.
An-noon.
Okay. Yes, hamzatul wasl in the middle of the utterance is not pronounced.
Yes.
Okay. So is it possible to say wadha nuni, to pronounce the and also the noon which has tashdeed? It's impossible to do that. And that is why whenever there is a long vowel followed by hamzatul wasl, you have to pronounce the long vowel like a short vowel. For example, here we have a dhal followed by an aliful mad. And then we have to pronounce it like a fatha. Wadhanuni. We don't say wadhanuni. Okay.
Something like fil kitab. Fi al kitab.
Yes. Fil kitab. Or.
This is an example of kasra.
Yes. That's right. Or wadhanun. And other words, phrases actually, which you have a long vowel followed by a word that begins with hamzatul wasl. The noon has a tashdeed as a result of it being a shamsi letter.
Yes.
Followed whenever there is a shamsi letter after alif lam, like in this word, the shamsi letter becomes mushaddad. And we have two kinds of letters. We have shamsi letters and qamari letters. حروف القمري and حروف الشمسي.
Sun letters and moon letters.
The sun letters and the moon letters. If you have a moon letter, the lam is pronounced with sukun. But if you have a sun letter, the lam is not pronounced and the sun letter becomes mushaddad. Like here. Wadhanuni. We don't say wadhanuni. We don't pronounce the lam. And we have other examples of alif lam with followed by sun letter. Actually, we have one more example in this verse, which is fil-ulumat. And also, we have the same rule as then noon here. Fi al-ulumat becomes fil-ulumat. We don't say fil-ulumat. We don't pronounce the long vowel. We automatically pronounce the long vowel like a short vowel, the equivalent short vowel of the long vowel, meaning for Ya'ul Mad, it would be Kasra, because Kasra and Ya'ul Mad are pronounced
the same way
in terms of quality.
Yes.
But in terms of quantity.
Long vowel is doubled.
Yeah, Ya'ul Mad is doubled. It's the double sound of Kasra. Mm-hmm. And same applies for
Fatha and Dhamma.
Yeah, Fatha, Aliful Mad, and Dhamma and Wawul Mad.
Mm-hmm. So as a result of this tashdeed, Noon should be pronounced with Ghunna.
Yes, that's right. In the phrase idhahaba, we have idgham of dhal into another dhal. Okay? The first one is sakin. The second one has a haraka, has a fatha. As a result, the first one is not pronounced. The second one is only pronounced with tashdeed. This is known as idghamul mutamathilain.
Two same letters.
The two same letters. They're exactly the same. Thal and thal. And we have the issue of letter of rakhawa. Thal should be pronounced with weakness. Okay. You should not pronounce it with strength like a plosive or with tawassut.
These letters have got the longest timing.
That's right. Thal, so you have to spend some time pronouncing the thal because it's a weak fricative. It's an inherent characteristic of weak fricatives that you spend more time pronouncing them.
As long as seen.
Just like seen, such sheen. As sheen, sod, laud, law, and other letters. We have a lot of letters of rakhawa. So, if you say idh-dhahaba, that's incorrect. And the place of articulation of that is the tip of the tongue should touch the upper front teeth, the edge of the upper front teeth. And the head of the tongue should touch the gum line, which is behind the upper front teeth at the same time.
It's close to a voiced TH sound, I think.
In English, yes. It's close to that. But if you want to learn it, you should not pronounce it like the voiced TH sound in English. You should listen to a qualified Arab reciter and see how he pronounces thal, and you should copy him. You should imitate him.
Just like Khalil Husari, Sheikh Khalil Husari.
Yes, one of the best ones, one of the best reciters in terms of for tajweed, for learning tajweed, is Sheikh Mahmoud Khalil al-Husari. And also Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi.
Thank you. Let's continue talking about tajweed points.
Mughaliban. We have a ghain with alif al-mad. And we have a lad with a kasra. Ghain and lad are both letters of tafkhim or istirla.
They should be pronounced thickly.
With tafkhim, yes. With pharyngealization. The root of the tongue is raised toward the pharynx. Mughaliban. The lad is pronounced with the lowest level of tafkhim, while the ghain is pronounced with the highest level of tafkhim.
That's right.
And that's because of the vowel, the vowels of these two letters. Ghain has alif ul med, which means you have to pronounce it with the highest level of tafkhim. And lad has kasra, which means you have to pronounce it with the lowest level of tafkhim.
That is
the
fifth level, I think.
In order to do this and read the five levels of tafkhim, we have to pay attention to the shape of the lips. Okay, for alif ul med, we open the lips vertically.
Yeah, we open the mouth vertically.
We open the mouth vertically. For fatha, we do the same, but not as much. As-salah, sa. We have only the sound of fatha and the raising of the root of the tongue. We don't really open the mouth vertically.
Yeah, this is the second level.
That's the second level. The third level is dhamma. Qul, for example.
The lips are neutral,
I think. The lips are not neutral. They're rounded.
They're rounded?
Qul. Qul. We don't say qul. We say qul. So the lips are rounded. They're not in a neutral position. The neutral position is for sukoon. For example, iqtara.
That's right.
And the lowest level is for kasra and ya ulmad.
Sukun was the fourth level, and
the last level is kasra and ya ulmad.
And now the shape of lips.
For kasra and ya ulmad, we have this the dropping of the lower lip, mughaliban, or the spreading of the lips, the same way that you pronounce kasra for the other letters, and at the same time we have raising of the root of the tongue.
Yes, velarization.
Yes, and for sukun, we keep the lips in a neutral position while pronouncing the letter of istila with the raising of the root of the tongue.
Okay, thank you. Let's continue.
Okay, we have a lot of letters of istila. For example, falun. Falun. We have the second highest level.
Mm-hmm.
The law in this word has the second highest level of tafkhim due to the fatha. Falun. Al-naqadira. The qaf in naqadira again has tafkhim at the fourth level, the second lowest level. And also it has qalqala. So you have to write whenever the articulator touches the place of articulation of qaf, it should come apart, which is the deepest part of the tongue, touches the very deep part of the velum, which is a little behind the soft palate or the velum. And right when it touches that part of the mouth, it should come apart.
Yeah, that part of the tongue, you mean?
That part of the tongue and that part of the mouth,
mm-hmm.
which is right behind the velum.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. That was the final part of the program, Let's Recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Please click on the tab Call of Islam, and there you can listen to this program as well as other programs of this radio. Until next time, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياة به. هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن ضياء يملأ الآفاق ونور يبعث الأشواق وفيه محاسن الأخلاق والأخلاق